Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
How much corn are we really going to end up with here in 2014 from this record-setting U.S. corn crop? Some folks think that we've got more bushels per acre out there than what USDA has indicated through the October report anyway. Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist, says it could be a little higher, could be a little lower. Prices will adjust as a result, he says.
Well, the market's uncertain of how much corn we've got out there. We talked about the corn harvest is behind schedule. I'm concerned about that. Some analysts say that's no big deal. They're going to get that crop in. The USDA estimate was 171.7 bushels per acre record, you know. They raised that to 174.2 this last report. Some analysts think it's closer to 176 and that the USDA will go to that in November. Ending stocks went higher on this last report. The harvested acres went down from 83.8 million to 83.1. You know, it's what's going to determine whether we go up or down is, do we have higher bushels per acre with the same amount of harvested acres, or does harvested acres go down and no change in the yields, and then prices may edge on up a little bit on corn.
Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist, talking with Lyndall Stout of SunUp. You can hear their full conversation on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and you can see the full interview as well as everything else on SunUp this weekend on OETA. Earlier this week, EPA announcing that they've approved Dow Chemical's Enlist Duo herbicide, a combination of 2,4-D and glyphosate. And already we've got a lawsuit saying, Natural Resources Defense Council filed a lawsuit seeking to reverse that EPA approval of Enlist Duo. The Hill is reporting that NRDC filed the lawsuit claiming that Enlist Duo would destroy monarch butterfly populations and pose a risk to human health. The NRDC senior scientist Sylvia Fallon states that the approval was bad news for butterflies, whose migrating population has dropped by more than 90% in recent years because glyphosate has wiped out the milkweed they need to survive. Glyphosate is one of the ingredients in Enlist Duo, as we mentioned, along with 2,4-D, another existing herbicide. The NRDC filed its lawsuit in the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit the same day that EPA announced their approval. From the calendar, next Monday, the start of the Oklahoma School Land Lease Auctions. Next Monday, they'll be in Beaver, on Tuesday in Boys City, and in Guymon. Details on the school land lease auctions and a lot more things going on, all on our website, on our calendar page at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news, I'm Ron. Coming up Friday, November 7th, it'll be the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's Fall Cattle Drive, offering some top-notch replacement females from cattle herds like the Brooks Cattle Company, Bertram Cattle Company, Chain Ranch, C&B Polled Herefords, Jameson Ranch, Miller Ranch, and White Brothers Cattle, all offering consignments to this year's OCA Fall Cattle Drive at OKC West El Reno. For information, contact the OCA office at 405-235-4391, 405-235-4391. That's your farm news, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.